Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm back with Nathan Emerson, who is the interim CEO of PropertyMark. I want to get to know the man behind the facade, Nathan. And the first question I want to ask you is, what's been your biggest regret in the state agency?
Do you know what? I'm actually going to say, I haven't got one.
Okay.
I genuinely have not got one. This is an industry for me which has been, as you really know yourself, Chris, all-consuming, and I've been.
It's like a religion, isn't it?
It is a religion. Well, it's a way of life. There you go. And I've been involved in this industry, literally since my late teens. So
You've been in a state agency. Did you start off as a neg and then work your way up?
I started off sticking photographs and photocopying and making coffee, Chris. So doing the hand deliveries, absolutely. So I've been right the way through the industry at every stage, and. That information never leaves you. It's a great benchmark. But what it also does, it gives you perception. It gives you insight. And so very often it's very easy to understand where people are coming from because you actually understand the challenges at the different areas.
Okay. So apart from PropertyMark and ex-estate agent and, I think the very first time when you were announced on Property Industry Eye, no one made any derogatory comments, which I mean is amazing. So you're very well thought of in the industry. But apart from you, Nathan, as the estate agent and Nathan as the family man, what are your passions in life?
Passions. I used to be a phenomenal. I used to be a very committed martial artist.
Okay.
So I've got several black belts in various disciplines. And I think, to be fair, generally, I love to help people, Chris. That's always been my raison d'etre, really. And there's nothing better when people come to you and they ask you for help, and you're able to help them sort problems out. And I think that's whether it's personal things for people, whether it's business orientated, just being able to help people as you move along in your journey is probably for me one of the best things ever.
Okay. And what does a perfect weekend look like for Nathan Emerson?
What's a perfect weekend or a real weekend look like? Of course, food, drink, friends and enjoyment. Obviously with a bit of work splashed in there as well, it's always keen to keep ahead of the game.
Okay. And what podcasts or books do you like to read?
Various, to be honest. And I keep myself, I am literally what I would call a random selector. So a lot of people have themes and set authors, and I won't. I will literally randomly pick things, listen to it. And I think the brilliance with that is sometimes you will find things in the least expected places. It's like turning a little stone over in the garden and finding something, hidden treasure, really. So, I try not to get too stuck. It's random.
Okay, and how do you get rid of stress?
What's stress?
Okay, and what apart from PropertyMark, what are you looking forward to for your future?
At the moment, my immediate future is focused on PropertyMark, Chris. Obviously, as you know, I've been running a consultancy side of things, which has been very well. This has sort of changed my world around very quickly, and I've had to adapt to that. But I think, my focus now is PropertyMark. And I think to think where's my focus beyond that is probably a disservice to the members. They need me doing what I need to do today, here and now. And that's where my guidance is at this moment in time. Obviously, I'll decide the future when I get there.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
I just wanted to get to know a bit more about you so we can tell the people out there what you're like.
Fair enough, Chris.
Thank you.